From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. By now, we know the faces of the hijackers, their names or the names they used, and some of their activities in the U.S. and abroad before the attacks. But while the investigation has answered many questions about what happened on September 11th, it has left many questions unanswered. 24 days later, NPR's Mike Schuster has this report on what we know about who carried out the attacks and how they did it.
The FBI has now received more than 250,000 leads. It's put 7,000 agents and support staff on the case. Nearly 600 people have been taken into custody for questioning in the U.S., dozens more in custody in Europe. There is a mountain of evidence at the crime scenes, information from email the hijacker sent and received, and the money trail. FBI Director Robert Mueller says his agents are going through it all.
Our laboratory and forensics experts have gathered and continue to examine roughly 3,000 pieces of evidence from the crash sites and from other searches. We're also working with financial institutions and federal and international authorities to dry up the reservoir of funds that terrorist organizations draw upon to support their operations.
The FBI and the CIA are working together to thwart possible new attacks. Attorney General John Ashcroft has repeatedly warned that additional attacks could occur. A senior intelligence official told NPR today there is the high probability of another attack after the United States launches a military strike in Afghanistan. The FBI is reconstructing day by day, even hour by hour, the movements of all 19 hijackers before September 11th. They now believe most or all of the hijackers came into the United States on tourist or business visas. They know much about the activities of the hijackers in New England, New Jersey, Maryland, Florida, California, and elsewhere. But there is much they do not know. The FBI's decision to release photos and information about the movements of two of the hijackers in Portland, Maine, the day before the hijacking, is part of an appeal to the public to help investigators fill in all the considerable gaps. At the same time, officials such as Ashcroft are increasingly confident of the connection between the hijackers and Osama bin Laden's network, Al-Qaeda.
The roots of this activity were in Afghanistan. And we believe that the branches of the activity not only found their way to the United States of America, but were present in substantial ways in Europe.
U.S. officials have been reluctant to go beyond that general allegation, but yesterday, speaking in the House of Commons, British Prime Minister Tony Blair was more specific.
I can now confirm that of the 19 hijackers identified from the passenger lists of the four planes hijacked in America on the 11th of September, at least three of these hijackers have already been positively identified as known associates of bin Laden, with a track record in his camps and organization. Of the three, one has also been identified as playing key roles in both the East African embassy attacks and the USS Cole attack.
Mohammed Atta is believed to be one of the three Blair referred to. Investigators say Atta received $100,000 in money transfers from Pakistan before the attack and wired several thousand dollars back to a known lieutenant of bin Laden just days before September 11th. It's not clear who Blair meant when he said one of the hijackers played a key role in the attacks on the USS Cole and the U.S. embassies in East Africa. The CIA learned of a meeting last year in Malaysia between one of the hijackers, Khalid Al-Midar, and a man who later became a suspect in the Cole attack. Whether Al-Midar actually played a role in those two earlier attacks is not yet clear. Blair made other important disclosures yesterday.
Shortly before the 11th of September, bin Laden told associates that he had a major operation against America under preparation. A range of people were warned to return to Afghanistan because of action on or around the 11th of September. And most importantly, one of bin Laden's closest lieutenants has said clearly that he helped with the planning of the 11th of September attacks and has admitted the involvement of the Al-Qaeda organization.
In a brief released by the British government to back up Blair's assertions, that information is attributed to intelligence sources. There is evidence of a very specific nature relating to the guilt of bin Laden and his associates, the report says, that is too sensitive to release. According to other sources, the planner Blair referred to is Mohammed Atef, bin Laden's chief military aide. Atef was also indicted for the embassy bombings 3 years ago. So, 3.5 weeks after the attacks, a picture, although hazy, has emerged about the origination, planning, and execution of the attacks. Still, many questions remain. Chief among them, were there accomplices in the U.S. who helped the hijackers? No charges of complicity have been made yet against any of those arrested. And what's the connection with those arrested in London, Paris, Spain, Italy, and in other parts of the world? How could such a complex and lengthy conspiracy go unnoticed by law enforcement? And crucially, was this all bin Laden's doing? Did he have support from other governments? Terrorism experts like Paul Bremer say that's a question that must be answered.
I've seen no evidence of state involvement yet, but I'm hearing from people in the government that as they go back through everything that came in beforehand, you know, to try to look for clues and figure out the pieces of the puzzle, it is becoming apparent that bin Laden's group had closer relations with Iraqi intelligence than people had before focused on.
For the moment, though, it's clear from the evidence made public, as U.S. officials have said, all roads lead to Osama bin Laden and Afghanistan. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Los Angeles.